Hey everybody. The last couple of days have not been so kind to me. I picked up a really bad cold, but I'm getting a little better, but now it's just made my voice a little husky. So I'm kind of sporting a Stevie Nicks or Marianne Faithfull kind of alto when I speak, so. Yeah, I think it sounds really sexy. I think I sound sexy when I'm sick. I don't know. I really have no idea. But I'm just now getting over this, this dreadful cold, and I might or might not be a little high off of Vicks Vapor Rub and so much cold medicine I've been taking, but it's a good thing I'm getting a little better. Aside from a stuffy nose, but at least I could breathe better. Yeah. I just wanted to just another one of my rambling moods. I've been I've been wanting to kind of discuss more about music because you can never get me. You can never make me stop talking about music. Music is just like, yeah, but here's the thing I'm going to be talking about today is music that kind of makes me a little worked up. Ooh, yeah. So I did I think I posted in one of the, what in my questionnaire I posted the Miss Tark's Ultra Sexy Music Questionnaire. I think I posted a question in that questionnaire saying, "What is one song? What is one song that makes you horny without fail?" And I've been kind of stuck on one on that question. And when I did my take on my own questionnaire, I said I've stated some songs that kind of made me horny, and it was "Closer" by Nine Inch Nails and "Do Me Baby" by Prince. But there were some songs I left out. And oh my gosh. I mean, music can make you do a lot of crazy stuff as far as making you horny. And, so I just thought I would kind of dwell on that subject a little bit. Kind of list off some songs, that make me really, really worked up. And sort of ramble about them. So yeah, so I did, yeah, 'cause it's there's not much explaining for Nine Inch Nails "Closer" because of course I want to fuck you like an animal. Who would resist that offer? Trent Reznor, sexy man, and it's just yeah, Trent Reznor. He's one of my crushes, one of my mini rock star crushes. Yeah, and so, yeah, it doesn't leave that much to the imagination of why that song makes me squirm in my seat. 'Cause of the line, "I wanna fuck you like an animal." Why not? I can't resist that. Come on! I mean, oh, yes, Trent, fuck me like an animal, please. So, yeah, and then I went out, I went on to the Next song, it was Do Me Baby by Prince. Oh, one of the best slow jams you could ever come across. One of the best R&B slow jams ever. And the first time I heard it was when I bought his album, Prince's album called Controversy. Ugh, that's one of my favorite albums ever, along with Purple Rain and 1999 and Love Sexy. Yeah. Now, yeah, I love that album, Love Sexy, and Diamonds and Pearls. Ooh, oh, these feels. Oh, my God. You have no idea how much I love Prince. It's just, it's ridiculous. Oh, but anyway, Do Me Baby. Oh. If I've never had anyone seduce me while singing in that smooth falsetto that Prince does. It's just, he makes it so damn sexy. And it's just, oh my God, and that note he hits in the middle of that song, oh my God. I love that part. It's just, I mean, I can't hit the note right now because I'm a little under the weather. But I that note he does, whoa, it just like sends me back to another dimension when he does, when he hits that note. But it's awesome though. It's just, oh my God. And then don't even get me started on the last 3 minutes of that song. It's just that part where he just sort of seduces us with these really hot, sexy moans and a little bit of some whimpers in there. Oh my God. Oof. Oh, and when he says, oh my God. I mean, even though what he said in a little, like, I'm not gonna stop until the war is over, I thought that was a little ridiculous, but the way he says, are you sure you don't want to close your eyes? It's just, ugh, I'm sure I don't want to close my eyes. Oh, God. Oh. That song makes me feel things that I can't even explain. It's just so, ooh, that song is so sexy. I mean, go listen to it. Go listen to it and you'll see what I mean. Yeah. And there was a oh, and another song. Oh, this goes back way back when I was in third or fourth grade, and my dad had his Queen album, News of the World. There was this one song on there. There was one song on there that I was sort of kind of curious about as to why my dad didn't want to play the B side to that album. And probably because he hates that song, but it was a song called Get Down, Make Love. Oh, I cannot even tell you how much that song turns me on. Oh my God. Because Freddie Mercury, Jesus. Oh. I don't know. The lyrics in that song, it just makes me so fucking horny when I hear it. You take my body, I give you heat. You say you're hungry, I give you meat. Oh. There's gonna be plenty of those noises in there. So Consider yourselves warned. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, so the first time I heard that song when I was in, when I was like 8 or 9, that song made me feel funny in my stomach. I mean, I was just, oh my gosh, I was just kind of squirmy in my seat when I first heard it, and I was like, what are those sounds? Because, he was just making all these noises. Freddie Mercury was. And when I heard it, I was like, what are those sounds? I know that this is a song I'm not supposed to be listening to. And speaking of that, when I was even younger, about 7 or 8, a little younger than that, yeah, 7 or 8, there was another song. Everybody knows this one. Love to Love You Baby by Donna Summer. Oh, and the first time I heard that song, I had no idea. I had no idea what those noises were, but I knew it was something that I should not be listening to. But still, it just made me. I was just. The whole time when I was listening to that song, I was just smirking the whole time. I was smirking the whole time listening to it. And just like, oh, I love. It's just. What are these sounds? They sound beautiful to me. And, yeah, just hearing Donna Summer. Oh, God. Ooh, even listening to that song now, ooh, gets me really riled up because of her moans and her groans and everything else. It's just, oh, I love that song so much. Love to Love You, Baby. And there was this other song. This other song that makes me really, really horny. And this was discovered about a few years back, if not more than that. I think I discovered that this song when I was in 9th grade, and it was Janet Jackson's "Would You Mind?" Oh my God, another good R&B slow jam song, but it's just so damn raw and sexual, and just like, oh my God, the lyrics in there. I want to bathe you, play with you, rub you, caress you, tell you how much I miss you. I want to kiss you, suck you, taste you, ride you, feel you deep inside me. Oh my God. It's amazing how I know most of the words there, but then I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm sort of mixing up those things in the chorus, and I'm like, which one goes first? I want to kiss you, suck you, taste you. What? What? Am I saying this in order? But no, anyway, that song made me feel a lot of different things, and that was the first song that ever made me feel things other than my stomach. Oh my God, that song made me throb. It made me throb like crazy, 'cause yeah, it's another. Janet Jackson is another one of those women out there who can moan and just groan so damn sexy. I fucking don't know. It's just, ugh. Why, Janet? Damn it, Janet. Damn it, Janet. Oh God, I love that song. It's just so sexy. And there's another one. Oh God. What am I? Trying to think of another song that makes me horny. Oh gosh. And another one that kind of deserves a trip back into my childhood. Yeah, another one of those songs that, oh, I shouldn't be listening to this, but yeah, that's Lords of Acid. I Sit on Acid. That was one of those songs that I first discovered around that time, around the same time as Get Down, Make Love by Queen. I discovered, I happened to discover Lords of Acid stuff. Yeah, it's a dance group, a rave, techno group. The first song I ever heard by them was I Sit on Acid. Because who can forget that first part, the darling, come here, fuck me up the yeah. Oh, come on, guys, you gotta remember that song. Because the first part of that song, I knew, oh gosh, I shouldn't be listening to this, 'cause darling, come here, fuck me up the yeah. Oh God. And that song stuck with me ever since then. I still listen to it, and I still get myself off to it, kinda. And what's another good song? Oh, another really horny song. I'm sorry I'm boring y'all to tears, but fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. So Real by Jeff Buckley. Jeff Buckley. I love him so much, but I miss him, damn it. One of his songs, So Real. You could just go, oh my God. I don't. It might not sound like something you would get aroused to, but I mean, just listen for that middle part of the song where Jeff Buckley just whispers, "I love you, but I'm afraid to love you." It's just the way he says it is so sensual, so breathy. Oh, Jeff, 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 Jeff. Damn it. I love it. It's so real. What's another one? Well. Oh, another one. And I just thought of this. Kiss That Frog by Peter Gabriel, because at first when I heard this song, this goes back again to where I was 8 years old, and the first time I've ever heard that song was when I watched Peter Gabriel's Secret World live concert on TV, and they did that song, Kiss That Frog, and I thought it was just a guy just telling you, just, I thought it was about this guy having a frog and just shoving it in this girl's face, like, come on, kiss the frog. But then I thought, but then when I listened to it as I got older, I thought, oh, that's not, he's not talking about an actual frog. No, he's talking about his dick. He wants you to kiss his dick. He wants you to suck him. And then now that I found that out, I was like, oh. And it's just, I don't know. I've no idea. Fuck. But then again, I was 8 years old. I thought it was about a guy telling you, telling this said princess to kiss this frog that he found in a pond somewhere. No, he's telling this girl, this woman, to suck his dick. You could have just said that, Peter. Oh, you could do it. Come on, suck my dick. You could have just said that. But no, I think he just likes being cheeky. That cheeky Englishman. And that's all the more reasons why I lust over Peter Gabriel, because he likes to get us all riled up with all these sexual innuendos, because he also refers his dick to a sledgehammer. Why else? So, yeah, so I think I should stop rambling now, because it's pretty evident that I am high off this cold medicine, and I need, and I say all this ridiculous stuff. And I need to stop myself before I say something even more ridiculous. And yeah. So yeah, I need to go. So yeah. Bye, everybody.